ברשוס, ברשוס כל הכל הקודש. This introduction to Kinnis is being recorded a few days before Tisha B'Av, and I have to express the deepest longing of all of Klal Yisrael, that Mashiach will come still before Tisha B'Av, that we won't be saying Kinnis this year. We'll still be wishing each other a Freilich and Tisha B'Av. We've been coming together on Tisha B'Av for over 20 years. And I remember there were many years when we really struggled to get into the Tisha B'Av mood. We spoke a lot about feeling Tisha B'Av. Life was ganz gut. We were happy. We felt settled. Of course, there were occasional tzoras, but overall, life was good. And we were hoping that things would continue good. We were looking forward to our holidays. And so we had to talk and discuss to try and connect to the feelings, to the mood of Tisha B'Av. But letzarenu, today, it's not hard to feel Tisha B'Av dik. It's already a year and a half, at least, that we're living in a world of tsar, of pain. A world where we don't want to hear the news anymore. What we once called breaking news has become heartbreaking news. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Doir Sheben David Boboy, the Doir, in which Ben David, in which Moshiach will come. Tzorois, Rabois, Ugzeirois, Koshois, Mischatshois. There'll be Tzorois, Rabois, many Tzorois, Gzeirois, Koshois, difficult Gzeirois that are Mischatshois, that come anew. Ad Shehorishoino Pekuda, Shniom Maheres Lovoi, before the first has finished, the second is hurrying to arrive. Ad shehorishino pekudo, shniyo memaheres lovli. And letzarenu harav, that's how it feels to us. That's how it's felt to us for a while. Ad shehorishino pekudo, shniyo memaheres lovli. Corona isn't finishing. There are thousands that are still suffering from the virus. There are thousands that are suffering still from symptoms that have stayed with them. There are thousands that are suffering from the effects of the lockdown, financially, emotionally, psychologically. And of course, we can't forget the thousands that have remained avelim. So many families of almonos v'yesoimim. And chutz mizeh, apart from all of that, our lives are still so far from having returned to normal. It seems that every turn we're affected by the restrictions that Corona has brought. So endig sich nicht. It just doesn't seem to be finishing. And ad shehorishoino pekudo shnio memaheres lovely. Before Corona had finished, Klal Yisrael was hit with a terrible tragedy in Meron. It's still less than 3 months since we suffered the unbelievable tsar that's left Klal Yisrael stunned and so broken. 45 nefoshes that were trampled to death. B'mokim kodesh, in the heilige ort, the holy place of Meron, in the midst of Simchas Lag BaOmer, we just haven't been able to process the tzora, the tzah. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Oisoisenu loy ro'inu, ein oid novi veloy tonu yedea admo. We don't have the signs to explain to us what's happening. We don't have neviim, ein oid novi veloy tonu yedea admo. And perhaps there's a remez in this posuk. There's no one who knows to explain to us ad mo, how it happened that mo, mem hei, 45, tayer el chayidin, misalto, mishamno of Klal Yisrael, were nifter in such a terrible way, the eini tonu yedea admo. And ad shor ishino pekudo shnio memaheres lovi. Klal Yisrael were trying to make some sense of this terrible tragedy. And then, b'knisas chaga shavuis, as the Yom Tov of Shavuis came in, there was the tragedy in Kalin. Again, more Yidden were trampled, were squashed. And Adshah Rishino Pekudo Shnio Memaheres Lovi. Now we're experiencing the tsar of what we're hearing from Miami. Devorim Noiroim. And all of this is apart from the tsoris rabbis that yechidim, that Yidden are suffering individually. So many Yidden suffering from machlis, rachmona litzlon, from illnesses. Yidden suffering from machlis hanefesh, from psychological illnesses, lemineim, and the terrible tzitzois, the results of their psychological agony. Heartache in families, the tremendous ke'ev, the tremendous pain of children, bonim ubonis, who are leaving the Derech HaTorah, the Tsar, about which David HaMelech said, Hashem morabu tzoroi, rabim komim oloi. Unoch, unoch, oid v'oid, more and more tzar. So Tisha B'Av isn't difficult anymore. We don't need to work to feel the tzar, to feel the ka'ev, the heartbreak of Tisha B'Av. Adarabha, as we go through our daily lives, we try to tell ourselves and tell each other that it's all okay, that things will get better, that it's not so bad. But on Tisha B'Av itself, we sit on the floor and we surrender. We surrender to the painful truth. We're moida alo emes. We feel the words of Yirmiyahu, al eile ani v'yichio. Eini yerdo moyim. Ki rochak mimeni menachem meishiv nafshi. I don't have a menachem. I don't have anyone who can comfort me, who can settle my nefesh in the midst of all this tzar. So we need chizuk. We need hadrocha. We need direction. We need to know how to deal with all this tzar. We need to know what's wanted of us. We need to know where to go from here. At the beginning of Corona in Ador, Tov Shin Pei, a year and a half ago, the tzaddik, the great tzaddik in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Soll er sein gesund und stark, he wrote a letter, and he wrote in his letter that there's no sophic, there's no doubt that meretzu uns, that we're being spoken to milamala, we're being spoken to from above, min hashamayim. But he wrote, ach ledavu in halev, ein lonu tzadikim, וְחַחֹמִים בְמַדְרֵיגֶה כֹּזוּ לְהֹדִיעַ לָנוּ מָהֵם הַדִּבּוּרִים הַלּוֹלוּ. In our great pain, we no longer have tzaddikim and chachomim on the madrega to tell us what's being said, what these diburim and hashamayim are, וְלְמָהֵם מְכַוְנִים, what's wanted of us. Ve'ein itonu yoidea adma klal uklal Hashem Yerachim. He wrote them, we don't know. What's so difficult is that tzoris happen. And it's clear as meretzu uns, we're being spoken to, but we don't know. And we don't have the tzaddikim and the chachomim who are on the madrega to tell us. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir wrote then that all we can do is lehe'ochiz bidvorim berurim ugluyim lechol leiv meivin v'yoideya. All we can do is hold on to dvorim berurim, to that which is clear, to that which is known. We need to go back to old truths that we know to be true. But that mipnei chato'enu we don't live with. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote in his Siddur around 250 years ago, he wrote, if there was only this one avera biyodenu, she'ein misablin al Yerushalayim koroi, just the avera of not being misabel al Yerushalayim, of not feeling the avelos, of not mourning koroi over Yerushalayim. If only for that avera, die laharich galuseinu, that would be enough to explain the arichos of our golos, to explain why our golos is continuing. And he continues, he writes, V'hi be'enai, in my eyes, he says, this is hasibo kruivo, hayoiso gluyo atzumo v'chazoko. This is the strongest reason. L'chol hashmodois hamuflogois hagedoilois hanoirois hamavhilois horayoinim. This is the strongest explanation for all of our suffering in Golos. It's because he says we don't feel any more avelus. We're not disturbed by being in Golos. We're comfortable. Al kein kameis mileiv nishkachnu. V'chol oyev emes yoyde lidvoreinu. He says anyone who loves emes will be moida that this is true. And he says, B'yichud in particular on Tisha B'Av itself, mi u miya misabil v'ne'enach al churban habayis v'shimamu yisaratzeinu mi ma'amakei alev. Who is there who's be'emes misabil? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that the arichos ha-golos, the reason that golos is going on, and the reason that we're suffering more than anything is because of Ovoin ze, this avera, she'ein misablin al Yerushalayim koroi. Over the years, I haven't spoken about this. We haven't been through this shtickle. It's a famous quote from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But we haven't dealt with it because, to be honest, it sounded to me, dvorim koshim, sounded harsh. And I didn't understand how we're supposed to deal with this, what we're supposed to do. But there's no brera. We need to bring Moshiach. We must bring Moshiach. And so we must understand what Rabbi Yaakov Emden means. Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself suffered so much in his life, personally and together with Klal Yisrael. And he's saying it's all about not caring enough, not being misabel al Yerushalayim enough, not wanting Moshiach enough. So let's try this year, let's try and understand at least a little of what Rabbi Yaakov Emden meant. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, at the beginning of the sugyas of Moshiach, the Gemara says, Omale Rav Nachman le Rabbi Yitzchok. Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchok, Mi shemialoch emes osi bar nafli. Do you know, have you heard when bar nafli is coming? Bar nafli means, it translates as the son of the fallen, Bar Nafli. So he said, Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchok, have you heard when Bar Nafli is coming? Omale, so Rav Yitzchok said, Man Bar Nafli, who's Bar Nafli? Who do you mean by Bar Nafli? Omar Le, Moshiach. I mean Moshiach. Moshiach bar nafli korisli. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, you call Moshiach Bar Nafli? Why is he given this name, Bar Nafli, the son of the fallen? Omar Le'in, that's his name. Dichsiv Bayoim Hahu Okim Esukas David Hanoifoles. The Malchus of David, the Beis HaMikdosh that David and Shlomo built, is referred to as Sukkas David. And today it's Sukkas David Hanoifoles. It's the fallen Sukkas David. And Moshiach is the Bar Nafli because he is the one who's going to come to be making, to rebuild Sukkas David Hanoifoles. We need to understand what the Gemara is saying. We know the Maharal teaches that the name of a person, of a thing, always describes, defines its essence. The shame is the etzem, the essence of the thing. So why is Bar Nafli the etzem of Moshiach? Moshiach is Bar Nafli. He is the son of the fallen. He's about that which has fallen. And Bichlal, why is the Malchus of David called Sukkas David Hanifoles? Why a sukkah? So the Maral explains in Sefer Netzach Yisrael, he explains the difference between a bayis and a sukkah. A bayis is a fixed building, a permanent building. It's something that's built to be, something that's built to stay. The Maral writes, V'hadovo shehu metzius chozok bo'oilom nikro bayis. Something which is a metzius chozok, which is a strong metzius, which is a reality of this world, is called a bayis. It's a fixed part of oilom hazeh. That's a bayis. But Dvorim Elokim, Ruchnius, everything that's Eloiki, that's godly, that has no kvius in Olam Hazeh. There is, of course, Elokus, there is Kedusha in this world, so much Kedusha, but it's not Kavua, it doesn't belong here. And Ruchnius, a life of Ruchnius, the experience of Ruchnius is called Sukkah. Sukkah diras arai be'inon, Sukkah is a diras arai. A life of Ruchnius is a life of Sukkah, of arai in Olam Hazeh, of not kovua, of not fixed in this world. But at the same time, world of Betzel Shakai, of being in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bayis is kvius, is being fixed, is being rooted in Olam Hazeh. And sukkah means living in Olam Hazeh, but living a ruchniestika life, living a diras arai, Betzel Kenofecho. And the natural world of a Yid, our natural habitat, our mokim, is the Olam, the world that was built for us by David or Shlomo Benoi. A world of Ruchnius, a world of Sukkah, a world of Diras Arai, but Betzel Kenofecho Yechsoyun, a Hecher Eleben. A higher existence, a life of Dveikus, a life of Kedusha, a life of Beis HaMikdosh, of Kohenim Bavidosom, Ulviim Beshirom Uvezimrom, the Yisrael B'Ma'amodom, a life of Ashros Ashchina, different life. That's the Yiddish Mokim. That's where a Yid is created to be. That's where a Yid is comfortable. That's where a Yid is at home. And that's what we had. We had a Sukkas David. We had a world where we lived in a Diras Arai. By an Adiras Arai mit the Ebishter zusammen, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefi shechotonu lefonecho. Because of our Averis, Chorvo Irenu, the Shomei Mei Beis Mikdashenu. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We lost our mokoim, we lost our tzuka. And ever since then, Klal Yisrael are longing, our tzipia, our kivui, is to be zeicha once again to the sukkas David Hanoifales. To be zeicha once again to that life of Sukkah. Kimat 2000 yor, almost 2,000 years. Klal Yisrael are waiting, are longing, einenu saluyos, to be zeicha, to merit once again, to live a life of Sukkah, a life of a Sukkah la'akleina, to once again live the real life of Betzel Kenofecho Yechsoyon. But what happens when we forget, when we start to forget the Sukkas David? And we start instead to build a bayis, to build a new life, to get comfortable. We're happy in our new life. And we're no longer longing for Mashiach. We're not busy anymore with Bar Nafli, with Mashiach who's waiting. Kol Kuloi Mashiach is the one who's waiting to build the Sukkas David Hanoifales. That's when we start to lose kesher. To lose kesher with who we are. To lose kesher with everything we're supposed to be. And we become more and more mekusha, more connected, more entrenched in bias, in a diras keva in oilom hazeh, and more distance from a life of sukkah. When the Chiddush Arim lived in Vasha, in Warsaw, Yid once came to him, a chosid of the Chiddush Arim, who was traveling to Germany on business. And he came to the Chiddush Arim, the Gezegenen, to take leave of the Rebbe before traveling on business. So the Chiddush Arim said to him, "You're going to Germany." In those days, people didn't know of each other. People weren't able to connect over distances. So the Chiddush Arim told his chosid, "You're traveling to Germany. I've heard that in Germany there are rabbonim who are called rabbinas. And I've heard that these rabbinas, there are tzaddikim amongst them. They are very great people. So if you're there in Germany, do me a favor, go and see check out the German rabbinas. I want to hear who they are. I want to know about them. So the Yid went, he traveled to Germany. He was busy with his business affairs. On the last day in Germany, he remembered the Chiddush Harim asked him to bring back a report. So he went into a shul, into a large German shul, and it happened to be Erev Rosh Chodesh Ov, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Ov. And the Rav, the Rabbina, was talking about the Avodah of Chodesh Ov, about Golus, about Moshiach. And he said, the Pasuk in Eicha, Hishlich Mishomayim Eretz, Tiferes Yisrael. Kipshutoi, the simple understanding of the Pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Tiferes Yisrael, the Tiferes, the glory, the splendor of Klal Yisrael, he threw Mishomayim Eretz, Hishlich Mishomayim Eretz, from Shomayim to Eretz, he threw the Tiferes Yisrael. So this Rabbina, he said the Pasuk and then he moved the comma. And he said the Pasuk is referring to Klal Yisrael. Hishlich Mishomayim, they Klal Yisrael, threw down, threw away that which is Mishomayim, that which is Ruchnius, that which is Shomaini, is Himmeldik, is heavenly. And instead, Eretz, Tiferes Yisrael, Eretz, the Artzius, Oilom Azeh, this world, that which is earthly, has become Tiferes Yisrael, the splendor of Klal Yisrael. And the Chosid came back. He came back to Vasha, to Warsaw, and he told the Chiddush Harim this vot, this interpretation that he'd heard from the German Rabbina, Hishlich Mishomayim, Klal Yisrael have thrown away what's Shomayim Dik, and Eretz has become Tiferes Yisrael. And Chiddush Harim was very taken by this. He said that this taich, this interpretation, sounds more like one that would come from the tzaddikim of Pshischa. He said he's sure that this Rabbina has shoroshim, he has roots in Polish tzaddikim. But that's the essence of Golus. That's what happens when we fall into Golus. Hishlich Mishomayim. And Eretz becomes Tiferes Yisrael. The further we get into Golus, with every Dair, the more we forget what's supposed to be, the more we move away from a life of Sukkah, and we become more entrenched in building Batim. A few years ago, I shared this anecdote. It's an amazing insight from Rabbi Yossel Friedenson, famous survivor of the Holocaust. He dedicated his life to remembering what happened and to being Mechazek Yidden. So he told that not so long after the war, when he was already in America, he was living in America, and an uncle of his, also living in America, came to visit. He came to visit Rabbi Yossel, and it was bad weather, and in the end, he had to stay overnight. He hadn't planned to stay overnight. He ended up sleeping overnight with his nephew, Rabbi Yossel Friedenson. So in the morning, when his uncle got up, he asked his nephew, Rabbi Yossel, for a pair of tefillin so that he can daven shachris. So Rabbi Yossel said he only has one pair of tefillin. He'll daven and then he'll let his uncle use them afterwards, or his uncle can use them first, but they'll have to take turns. So he said his uncle looked at him in amazement. He said, "You've only got one pair of tefillin?" And he went to his closet, to his cupboard, his clothes cupboard, and he swung his clothes cupboard open and he started counting his suits. He counted his suits. 1, 2, 3, 4. He said to me, "Chvashteinish," he said, "I don't understand." He said, "A posher to Yid in Poland," he said, "had one pair of trousers, but two pairs of tefillin." He said, you've got 9 pairs of trousers and only one pair of tefillin. Wie kann das sein? How can that be? And Rabbi Yossel said that later that day, he visited Rav Yitzchok Hutner, Zeche Tzadik Livroche, and he repeated this story. He told him what his uncle had said. Ein paar Hosen, zwei paar Tefillin. How can it be? You've got one pair of trousers. You've got, 9 pairs of trousers and one pair of tefillin. And back in the Haim, we had ein paar Hosen, but zwei paar Tefillin. One pair of trousers, but two pairs of tefillin. And he said that Rav Hutner was so taken by this. And he was banging on the table. And he said again and again, ein paar Hosen, zwei paar Tefillin. Ein paar Hosen, zwei paar Tefillin. That's what we lost. That was a Molige Yidden. One suit, but two pairs of tefillin. Those are the Yidden we lost. That's Golus. That's the Yerida of Golus. And that's the Sakona of Golus. I don't want to be Mekatrig Chas V'Sholem. And I certainly don't want to criticize Eden. And of course, we're so grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the world of Brocha we live in. We're able to live comfortably today. We're able to live in luxury. And we're grateful. Ba'im Kol Zeh, in the spirit of Ishleri Eyu Yaziru La'ochiv Yoim HaChazok, I think we all feel when we see advertisement after advertisement advertising luxurious destinations, high-end furniture, designer clothing, exotic cuisine, we start to wonder whether we've lost our way, whether this is really who we should be, whether we aren't getting lost in a world of bias, whether we're losing our longing for the sweetness, for the deep contentment of a life of sukkah. As we said, we don't know. We don't know why things happen. We can't give explanations. But the Gemara says in Baba Kamma and other places, the Gemara says, Menoho milsa da omri inshi. The Gemara says, what is meant by certain expressions that people use? And Reb Tzadik HaKohen, he says that the Gemara is telling us we need to take note of the way people talk, of what people are saying, because that's part of the Hashkocha. When everyone is saying something, it's talking to us. Menoho milsa da omri inshi. And over the last few months, we've all heard again and again, People are saying everything seems to be falling. It's falling. First there was Miron. Then there was Kalin. And Ad Shor Ishino Pkudo Shniyom Maheres Lovely now. The tragedy in Miami, which is so heartbreaking, so impossible to digest. It just seems we keep hearing of falling. It's not just structures, it's not just buildings. Governments are falling, falling apart. Systems are falling around us, our securities. Everything we trusted seems to be falling. Family structures are falling. Life as we know it just seems to be, it seems to be collapsing. And perhaps there's a message here. Perhaps we're being told that instead of longing, of hoping, of being mispalil, al Yisroel amecho, val Yerushalayim irecho, val tzio mishkan kvidecho, val abayis agodil lakodish, shenikra shimcho olov. Instead of focusing on the sukkas dovid hanoifoles, we've been building a life. Building a bayis in golus, becoming comfortable as golus yidin. If we're truly honest, don't we sometimes think to ourselves, halavai, we could just go back to pre-corona days, you know, the days when things were normal. We didn't have to contend with this virus all the time. We could just come and go. We could fly wherever we want at a moment's notice. We could make simchas the way we used to. We could share each other's simchas the way we used to. We could get back to the good life. Don't we sometimes have that thought? Life used to be good. But that can't be. Because that life was life in Golus. That life is so far from who we're supposed to be, from where we're supposed to be. And perhaps when everything starts falling around us, we're being redirected. We're being refocused to the sukkas dovid hanoifoles. Everything we had, everything we built, everything we trusted seems to be collapsing. And we're being told, Tyre Eden, this was never where we're meant to be. This was never where we're supposed to get comfortable. What we're looking to is to build, but not to build the bias, but to rebuild the sukkas dovid hanoifoles. So how do we become sukkah yidden? How do we become yidden who want the hecher eleben, the higher life? Want to live a life of diras arai betzel kenofecho? How we ma'ira in ourselves that kivui, that sipio, that longing that will bring memela to being misabel al Yerushalayim. The emes is that longing we have, that's within us. That's who we really are. We just have to connect to our deepest tzipir. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, that day will come, on that day we'll say, Hine Elokeinu zeh, kivinu lo'i v'yoshienu. Hine Elokeinu zeh, this is our God, kivinu lo'i v'yoshienu. We were longing for him, Ze Hashem kivinu lo inogilo v'nismecho b'yishuosi. It states in Zoya HaKodesh, the Zoya says in Parshas Vayero, Omar Reb Yehuda, lo yhoiso simcho lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, miyoyim shenivro ha'olam. From the day the world was created, there's never been a simcha. Ko'oiso simcho, she'osid lismoyach im atzadikim le'osid lovi. Like the simcha that HaKodesh Baruch Hu will be someach, will rejoice with tzaddikim. Tzaddikim means elecha yidin, v'amich kulam tzaddikim. V'chol echot v'echot, every one of us, will be mare be'etzpa v'oime, will point and say, hinei elikeinu zeh, kivinu loy v'yoshienu. This is Elokeinu that kivinu loy. Ze Hashem kivinu loy. Nogilo v'nismecho b'yishuosi. What the Zoya HaKodesh is saying is that we and our children, every Yid is full of longing, is full of wanting, is searching. Sometimes we get lost and sometimes we end up longing and searching for the wrong things, but that's just... it's just a misinterpretation of the deepest kivui, the deepest longing of a Yid. And Be'ezer Hashem b'koriv b'yomenu, when that day will come, kol echod ve'echod marebetz boy, everyone will point and say, ah, this is this, lachzis b'noyam Hashem, this is what I've always wanted. It's there within us. It's the deepest want, the deepest kivui of every Yid. We just need to access it. And the truth is, hard as it is, when things are difficult, when life isn't normal, when we're struggling, when we're coming up against obstacles, when we're suffering, when the bias is falling around us, dafka then, we're better able to access within ourselves what we really want. Dafka then we're able to bring out that kivui. I was thinking, Haloi Dovahu, can't be a coincidence that Erev Rosh Chodesh of this year, thousands of Yidden began learning Maseches Sukkah. Maseches Sukkah is our Masechta. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to run. Back to the Sukkas Dovid Hanifoles. And so we've been through, we're going through difficult times. But we're going through difficult times with emuna, with bitochen, with the understanding that this is ikvesa de Mashiach. That these are the tzoris, rabbis, and the gezeris, koshois, the omischadshois, dafka in the doyer sheben dovid boboi. And these difficult times must and can enable us to live with more perspective, to see clearer, to know vostos is a Yid, who a Yid is, where a Yid belongs, how a Yid is supposed to live. These difficult times enable us to move away from a life of bias, a life of kvius, of being fixed, of being entrenched, rooted in Olam Hazeh, towards a life of Sukkas Dovid. And that's our tefillah. As we sit on the floor once again, this Tisha B'Av Tofshim Pei Aleph. We sit on the floor as Yidden who have known much tzora, who have known much tzar, and as Yidden who are understanding, who are realizing, who are refocusing, who know that we have to be tzayed, we have to walk towards different type of life, the life that is really the life of a Yid. And that's our tefillah It's our tefillah that this should be the very last Tisha B'Av, and that we should be zeicha b'mehiro, as misha omar lo ilomo yidai, yoyim el tzori seinu dai. We should no longer know any tzoras. We should be zeicha to the geula shleima. We should b'mehiro meet Bar Nafli, the one who's been standing guard over the Beis HaMikdosh, waiting to bring the geula. And we should be zeicha as horachamon hu yokim lonu es sukas David hanifoles.